It most certainly is.
Well, what are you guys talking about tonight?
It's Sunday night, and it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
You guessed it, it's time for the What the Hell Show. If you don't like what we're saying, tell us about it on the IRC, Internet Service, Rant Radio Channel, or ICQ us at 51558. You can also call us toll-free at 604-533-9191. We'll pick up the bill and send you the dime in the mail.
Back!
That's okay, it's just for levels. Totally different. Weird in this.
And now it's time for the What the Hell Show with Drex and Samarian.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be very nice. That's free and remote.
Okay. The show intro completely lies now, and we're going to unfortunately have to make a new one, but you're probably all sick of that one anyway. Drex is not here. He is dearly departed.
He's eating dirt right now.
He's eating, living, breathing, and
sleeping in dirt.
Sleeping in dirt. He is in. Or Brandon? Brandon?
No, he's in.
No, not Brandon. No.
Wainwright, Alberta.
Wainwright, Alberta, which is the province next to us, because we're in Canada and we have provinces.
The fucking shit out of state.
And we're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That's where we're broadcasting from, and you're listening to Rant Radio.
What the Hell Show.
What the Hell Show. And so instead of Drex, we have Bob from Peru. The mysterious Bob from Peru that we always hang up on. We can't do that anymore.
You can turn my mic off.
Oh, he's gone. Speak.
Hello.
No, he's not. See, we can do that, but we won't do that.
Cause hang him up good and proper.
Oh, Enki's got the Arnie sticks.
Enki, I will remind you what I did to you this morning.
Hey, that wasn't fair.
It's not nice to kiss and tell, boys.
You were what? He outright attacked me. Enki,
those sticks. I don't want to know.
Enki outright attacked me in his room. I said, "What the hell are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm doing something on my computer, updating some kind of web." Blah blah blah. I said you're not fooling anyone. You can't read, and he attacked me. In which I flipped him over. Well, first we wrestled for a while. Got all hot and sweaty, and then I flipped him over, and he cried because he was gonna fall off the bed.
That's essentially true, actually. The whole
yep. Thing. That's what happened.
You beat me. Fair and square.
Well, you could just stick Petey on him next time.
Petey.
Explain Petey.
Huh? Petey misses me?
Petey misses
Aww.
You.
Who's Petey?
Yeah. Well, it's our friend.
Our
little friend.
He sleeps with you.
And he misses me, according to
Andy. Okay, we're going to...
This is the information train, and I just got off.
Okay, we're going to go around the room.
Like, here we go. We are now going around the room, and we'd like to do an introduction to... What a sexy man.
This is Samarian. Hi, how's it going?
And hey, still single, folks. Still single.
Okay, and we've got the girl from the commercials. I don't know, unless you want to make up a name. Do you have a name? A stage name?
No, girl from the commercials.
Girl from the commercials.
Pretty original.
Okay.
The filthy girl from the commercials.
There's Dax giving his signature wave.
Yeah, baby.
And who's in behind Dax?
I got off work yesterday. I was filthy then.
It's
Addy.
What's your name?
It's Howdy. It's Miss Howdy.
Miss Howdy.
Miss Howdy. Howdy Doody's wife. Oh, thank you.
A little thing.
We have a new guest in the Rant Radio room here. It's
Leanne.
Sorry, Leanne, you'll have to speak up.
Speak in directly into the microphone. Excellent.
Leanne.
And, you're in the way.
Whoa,
Projectile vomit, man.
Stand back.
Oh, projectile vomit man's not.
Hi, I'm Mickey, and you're listening to me. Next, and Black Wolf
in the corner behind the microphone,
and the Dark One and Captain Bert are in the other room playing Tetris too.
Captain Bert
isn't the man here to himself.
He is glued to his laptop. Unfortunately,
we need pictures of them. Actually, yes. Call them in. We need pictures of them.
Bring them in by force if you
don't want to search all over this videotape for pictures of them to put up on the web page.
Really,
if you want to check out to the what the hell we look like, You can go to what the hell.
A mistake, except for with the few of the guests tonight.
Oh, we are estrogen rich tonight.
We are estrogen enriched tonight. This is a change from the norm, I suppose.
The normal testosterone.
Oh, we usually have like
overblown.
At least one female.
One.
Normally, no.
We have an entrance.
Captain Kurt.
Hello.
All right. And
there he is.
And the dark. Whoa, the man.
Hi.
Mr. Kennedy. Oh, look at that smile. Evil.
I'm evil smile.
He's angry.
Yeah.
You're angry. You're an angry man.
In dark mode.
Yeah, I've got, like...
You're,
God, does my hair look like that?
That's why he's angry.
In the studio, we have Mr. Egon Spengler.
And the dark.
I gotta run down. He's gonna kill me.
I really have to get a sample of his hair.
And if he moves out of the way, we can see the dark one.
The dark one.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hello,
dark one.
He's stopping monster truck power.
Okay, and now they all go back to their Tetris 2 important
video
game.
Because they are Tetris zombies.
Tetris addictive zombies.
That's a horrible way to go. That is.
Yep. It's a sad, sad way to go. Oh, I didn't finish explaining how to take a look at our ugly mugs. You go to www.rantradio.com, no spaces, all lowercase, like I say to all the people that phone up and ask me for help on their internet, because I work at an internet provider. Did you type it in, all lowercase, no spaces? Oh, my caps lock key was on. Okay, go to www.rantradio.com, click on DJs, or the schedule. If you click on the schedule, go to What the Hell, and they'll be all right there in front of your face.
Yeah.
You can click on people's...
my website, too.
Oh, yes. Go for it. And this is the... That's the room, Mike. No. Not that one, Bob.
Check out www.waterpoetry.com.
Oh, top level.
And find erotica and poetry.
Is that your top-level domain?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the IRC now. You can also chat with us and give us feedback. I'm going to ignore ICQ because I have like a million messages all the time.
So if you send ICQ?
We won't.
We'll just ignore you.
We'll just ignore you because we will never see it. I get so many messages. But talk to us on the IRC. We'll see it immediately and ignore you. Go to the Undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel, and I am just appeared there, and we've got Jeffrey D. and Theo.
Jeffrey D.
Which is
hello. Hey, Theo.
Hey, Pluto.
No, Theo.
Get your drink out of my ass.
And Zombie69 just appeared.
Hey, Zombie69.
And a regular listener, and...
Where the hell's Bashukin?
Theo just turned into Theory. Yeah, where's Theory? Bashukin?
Bashukin sucks if he's not.
Oh, that's no good.
That's it. I'm not sending him any software.
Do you know where these people are from?
No idea.
They can be from Peru.
Oh, we care. Peru?
Bob's native land, Peru. Or they could be across the street. We have people at TuneIn from Langley.
They could be
in the next room.
They could be watching us right now.
They could be. No, they can't be watching us. Well, they could be.
They could be. They could be.
Hi. Waving out the window right now.
Hi, oh. Our telescope from across the way.
Zombie69 is from the United States, VA.
Virginia.
Okay.
Is Virginia or Vermont?
And Haynes also just tuned in, or just went on the IRC, and he says, this show makes me cry with joy.
Cry with joy.
Oh.
Tears of joy. We have a napkin just for you.
We'll scan it in and send
Idaho.
It to you.
Who just said Idaho?
Idaho. Theory is from
Theory.
Idaho.
From Idaho.
Yep. Some regular features that we're going to have tonight is the disgusting, gross hospital stories.
Including the Ballad of Irene Wallace's Leg.
That's what's happening tonight. Ballad
Excellent.
Of Irene Wallace's
Excellent.
Leg. And unfortunately, the chicken is not here tonight.
Chicken is not.
We are very disappointed.
He's not clucking tonight. There will be no pecking.
And a lot of his fans will be disappointed and probably boycott us tonight.
True.
But he promised he might phone in.
He might phone in.
Does that make any sense? Promised he might?
Okay. Promised he might phone in.
That doesn't make any sense.
At least he's promising that he'll try.
He'll try. And we will open. We'll probably open the phone lines tonight. We didn't do it last time because there's just so much to talk about. And
so we'll try and open the phone lines.
We'll open the phone lines
again. We have not prepared a question for the evening.
Oh, fuck. Again, this is getting really bad. And if any, don't step on that.
I did it just so you could tell me.
Thump, 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 thump. Okay, if anybody has a question. Ah! All right!
We have a kill.
We have a kill. That was totally appropriate and timely.
I feel like...
Black Wolf was knocking on the microphone stand, as you probably heard, and Anki pulled out the chair from beneath his...
And he fell down. All of which is on camera.
It's on camera, and you can maybe see it later. Probably not.
Slow motion.
Ass. Does anybody want to swear on the radio?
Ass.
Oh, rebel.
Three letters, first off.
Yeah, that's not a four-letter word.
You could say cockbite.
So if anybody
has a cockbiter's
good.
Question of the week, if you're going to put on the IRC, or you can somebody in the room as a question of the week.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
This is again the information train, and I am getting off.
Too much information.
Why are men upset when we do that?
All structure is broken down. Okay. What's happening?
What is happening?
What is happening? There's a question.
We might have a question.
Question of the week. Okay.
Why are men so obsessed with their cocks?
Okay.
I think that's obvious.
I'm female. I figured that one out pretty quick.
Anything that just kind of leads us along.
The question of the week is, why are men so obsessed with their cocks?
I think I can answer that question fairly easily, actually. Has anybody seen how much I ride my bike and how much I love to do it? And yes. Seen how obsessed I am with it? I think the answer is anything that gives you that much pleasure, you naturally become pretty obsessed with.
Yeah.
Anybody meet a coke fiend lately? Yeah. Answer. Right there. Done. Next question.
I was the reason why you're obsessed with your cock.
No, but you might be for the reason I'm obsessed with my butt.
So I'm gonna type the question of the week on the IRC.
Star! Ooh, is that a star?
Did I bite you?
Again.
Yes, master, can I have another?
So the question of the week is on the IRC now, so you can all reply.
That's really the question you want.
Sure, it's better than no question, which is what we usually have.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
wants to know.
I personally wanted to know. Okay.
Hey.
Did that hurt?
None of that.
We just had our second kill of the evening.
Yeah. Does anybody have any topics, things in the news they want to talk about that they have heard and they're really mad with?
Besides, I guess the Russians moving in, but that's just kind of...
So I don't know much about that.
That was just weird. Property taxes went up 3% this year.
Yes, that sucks. I have to pay property tax. Even though I live on the second floor of a condo, I have to pay property tax. I'm floating. I don't have any property. If I walked out my door, I'd fall a story. There is no property. And you think it'd be a bit cheaper because it's stacked up, there's four floors. Yeah. You think they'd be able to divide it by four because there's four people owning the same property, but it's still very bloody expensive.
Shouldn't you be paying a quarter of the tax then?
I think so.
We'll submit that to...
Do they charge you the full 1%, or do they charge you a percentage of the area space?
It's like $800. I don't know
that's
what it's based on. Yeah.
No, that's the full percent.
Yeah, that's
paying.
Crazy. If I owned a plot of land this big, this is a really small plot of land. If I owned this part of the plot of land.
That's up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, my townhouse. You know,
my airspace.
I was paying about $1,100 a year.
Yeah. The property you own. You pay on frontage of the property you own.
Frontage. Yes.
What frontage we have?
There's like a foot of grass in front and some cement.
And it's well maintained by the dogs around here.
Well fertilized.
Plop
a little dashing, man.
Sitting peed on me. Get little yellow spots all over the place.
The other thing going on in the news is kind of interesting. Is Pakistan and India broke from the table. They basically walked out.
Who?
From discussing what?
Discussing peace negotiations over, was it Kazakhstan, I think it is, that they're fighting over?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that?
They just want to fight.
Kashmir, over Kashmir they're fighting.
I understand.
I knew I made a mistake and corrected it.
How long have the talks been going on?
They've been fighting, and they are fighting right now.
Yeah.
But literally,
fighting for thousands of years.
Pakistan apparently mutilated a bunch of Indian troops and sent come back. India is screaming over
Jennifer
this.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes, that's the name.
What?
That you look like.
Oh.
Okay.
In the right light.
In the right light.
Very, very dark room.
I will bite my tongue on that
close
one.
Close your eyes and wish really hard.
Well, I've got a list of things.
I can imagine I'm the girl from Mystic Nights. I've heard that I look a lot like her as well.
Who's she?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
This is frightening.
He's got a brain freeze.
I must say, Dak, we now know that Dak watches Mystic Knights.
No,
he's admitting this.
No,
I cringed when we said Mystic Knights girl.
Yes, the reason I cringed is because I'm Irish, and I'm very proud of my heritage.
Uh-huh.
So a show called The Mystic Knights of Tara na n'Og, which is, the Irish paradise, you know, just, it's a little personal thing.
So in other words, you watched the show.
No, I've never seen an episode.
Can you say that without smiling?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never watched an episode.
I've never even heard of it.
I haven't either.
No, I'm not. Never watched an episode.
So again, explain the cringing.
To me, it's just an offense what they're doing with, like, my Celtic mythology. That's it.
And the accent.
And you're damn angry about it.
Irish. I mean, that woman does not sound Irish.
I don't know. I just
sounds funny.
I've just seen
funny.
Sounds like Kevin Costner in Robin Hood.
Yeah. Oh,
he was Irish for about 5 minutes.
And then
he went back to Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah.
And there's also, for the time, I think there's a black man on Mystic Knights with an English accent or something like that.
That's not so strange. I had a...
No, but it's Ireland.
Chinese.
It's supposed to be Ireland. How many years
I had a Chinese guy come up to me and speak French, and it freaked the shit out of me.
We're talking about Trezeguet.
A Chinese guy with a Texan accent. Now, that was weird.
Oh,
yeah. Chinese with a Texan accent.
That was really weird. No, I've seen that guy, but I...
Yeah,
some guy in university.
He's got... he's Chinese.
It's
and
so...
Just a nasty Texas accent that's, like, so thick.
It's really weird.
You don't think it's him speaking.
Yeah.
It actually isn't. He's a great ventriloquist.
Jeffrey D. is from Buena Park, California.
Hey, Jeffrey D.
And he's one of the DJs on here. And he has a website, so go look at his website. You can check it out in the news. Just www.aranradio.com. He's a good DJ. He fills in all bunches of time. There's some replies to our question of the week. People are making way too much noise.
Yes.
Noise?
Haynes says because it's the only part of the male body that interests females. Not true at all. Okay, what parts of the
body the only part of the male body that interests females is the right heel.
The tip of the tongue.
Only if they do.
Okay, what parts of the bodies do interest females?
Legs and eyes. Like they gotta have them.
Hands?
Lips.
Well, totally diverse then.
We're nice women, though. You know, admit it. Most women would find the wallet.
The wallet. They got a big wallet.
Don't just stretch it all.
That's not the point.
It's too thin.
What? You don't like lots of credit cards?
Any credit cards?
What else do we have here? Some replies.
Zombie69 says, "Morning wood."
Morning wood.
Oh!
Woo!
Haynes, because Stalin had a big dick. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming out.
He
also killed how many
million
people?
He was a
pretty
little man, wasn't he? Maybe. I think he killed the people because he had penis envy.
Yeah.
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 He killed a lot of people.
Yeah, he was more effective than Hitler, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, they both
more effective than him.
People in Rwanda lately, don't
yes.
they?
Yes. Yeah, wow. No, that's just in...
Well, that's for effectiveness over time.
Time, yeah.
With like, the 8,000 people a day?
Yeah. Wow.
God damn, I can't even count to 8,000 people a day.
Yeah.
And that's with clubs, machetes, and hoes.
Wow.
Well, that's not a bad way to go, but that's the way you're thinking.
Send the hoes out. Send the hoes out.
Who's
wrong this week killing people, right?
It's going to be one of those episodes.
And we've got HL69er has joined the talk on the IRC, and also Head Peon, which is a regular guy, listens to the station as well. Sim, adjust the mic level. It's too high. It's peaking. Well, I guess when people are talking and making a lot of noise. I'll turn down the room microphone. That's probably it. Okay, I've got a topic. Music piracy. As in MP3s and people copying CDs. They say it's a $10 billion industry that is killing music.
I say stop your crying, bitch.
And you know what? It went up 3% music sales since last year, and they're crying. They're crying about lost sales. $10 billion in sales they've lost.
Maybe we could zoom again in.
They say $10 billion lost.
Yeah.
An increase of 3%. Let's think how much... Does anybody have any hard figures on what the actual losses are due to piracy?
You can't.
How much money is actually out there? Oh, my God.
They count every CD that somebody copies and every MP3 that is made as a lost sale.
Oh, God.
It's like... They're just crazy.
That's what happens when you give statistics to stupid people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, those poor music companies losing all that money, those sleazy bastards.
I think
one thing. Soba takes, Soba probably scoops up most of the percentage that they lose anyway, because they go in and just say, well, we think you're playing this much music, so we demand this much money.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't get to the artist anyway.
No, it just goes to Soba. And then it gets distributed amongst distributors and other people.
I think the internet is actually helping smaller bands now get more known, and they can sell their CDs easier. Since MP3s and copying CDs, has anybody's CD purchasing gone down?
No.
At all? Mine hasn't.
No.
I think it's gone up, or at least been more diverse.
Definitely more diverse, I'd say. More diverse.
I'm able to...
Now we can actually hear... now we can actually hear stuff before we buy it. And
we're not just...
You listen to so many different types of music now, and you go, hey, I've never heard of these guys. I'm going to find their album.
Yeah.
So you go hit the internet site. You look them up on the internet. You find a couple of MP3s.
This.
You go, fuck, this is good shit.
Awesome
you
band.
You don't have the whole album. You go pick up the album.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you copy it off your friend.
And your friend bought it.
So
that's okay.
So you think. But he just happens to have a really nice laser copier, and he copied it off his friend who did buy it.
And they made color photocopies of the cover, and
use the jewel cases
until you open it, you can't tell it's a copy.
Exactly.
And nobody
and
that we know
really
does that.
And your friend's really good at silk screening, so he does his CDs as well. Wow, this is almost like the real CD.
Pretty close.
Pretty damn close.
And I don't know if I announced this. A couple weeks ago, the CRTC announced that they will not regulate the internet. In regards to radio stations on the internet or content. Canadian content and stuff like that.
Our answer to that was woohoo, and it was going to be suck my ass if they were. So.
Yeah, and I was if they
Born
said
we're of a dead goat's ass. Yeah,
yeah. And if they said that they were going to regulate it, I'd go how?
Yeah, good.
There
good,
are
good luck.
And if you do regulate it, we'll move our server to the States. Oh, wait, it already is there. that's too bad. We're not playing enough Canadian content? Yeah, right. I play Canadian bands all the time. My favorite bands are Canadian, actually.
Rush.
Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, No Means No, Alien the Psycho.
Forgotten Rebels.
Forgotten Rebels, yeah. I almost forgot them. Mm-hmm.
That's why they're the Forgotten Rebels.
Yeah, I do their webpage, www.forgottenrebels.com. One of the oldest punk bands in Canada.
Yeah, baby.
And they rock. And they're old.
I do.
Thanks, Eve.
What's going on?
They're chaining off sitting on Inky, I think.
I just have one comment about this whole thing. This room fills up with men. And
yeah.
You expect men to talk about sex. No, we get three girls in the room, and the whole show turns into nothing but sex.
Sex, sex, sex.
Yes. That should be something to do the next question.
Okay. Sex. Sex. Question mark.
We want to talk about sex. It's good.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, what's a good...
I like sex.
Yeah, it tends to be fun.
I've never had any complaints.
Is sex
no.
Fun? Is sex better with someone that you're in a relationship with, or is sex better with a stranger?
It's
good question.
Different.
Which do you live for, excitement or efficacy? I guess. Someone you're in a relationship with knows all your special spots.
Yeah.
And it works better that way. And there's always that kind of, hey, this is new and I'm getting.
There's a sense of familiarity.
But if it's somebody you're going out with, you know their boundaries, and sometimes they're pretty high, and you can go further if you know them.
And you can go even further if you don't know them, I suppose, as well.
True. Maybe. Sometimes.
Well, I don't know you, so don't feel so bad.
And I didn't actually tell you my real name.
Exactly.
My name is Samarian. I'm a big star.
I own a radio station.
I run a radio station and a newspaper.
I'll
give you a show. Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, the casting couch, yeah.
Yeah. And we've got the camera.
You should be on Rant TV.
Yeah.
Put on Anki Station.
And put on Anki Station. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to a song now. And just to piss off the CRTC, we're going to play a Canadian band.
How is it going to piss them off?
I don't know. Because I'm doing it anyway and they're not regulating it.
It's out of spite.
And they go, well, we didn't force them to play a Canadian song. We feel bad.
What are you playing?
Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Which one? Robot Dinosaur?
No!
I love Robot
Dinosaur. Okay, no. Maybe.
Okay, fine. Play whatever. I don't care. I like all their songs.
Aww.
It's just a okay, for when they didn't play it.
For Anki.
For Anki, we're going to play Big Robot Dinosaur.
Manson?
Okay.
Because he's keen.
Here's Darkest Hillside Thickets. Where are they from? They're from Vancouver now. I think they were from Abbotsford, but they live in Vancouver now. And you're listening to it on Rant Radio, www.rantradio.com.
Woohoo!
Total destruction will come to those who laughed at me and failed to heed my warning.
Death, we're giving something special. Down in the basement, I yell goodbye as I headed out to wait for the bus.
deadly impact of his mysterious ray smashed the famous tower bridge, hurling cars and pedestrians into the river below. The police have warned everyone to remain in their homes.
Get your whites whiter.
Now with more caffeine and less fat.
Good mileage off-road and on the highway.
The leading brand in 2 out of 3 taste tests.
50% cheaper than the competition.
9 gynecologists recommend it.
Cures cough due to cold, runny nose, achy heart, and diarrhea with 10 easy payments.
And it won't match your hair.
Ranch Radio keeps your engine running cool.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies on the porch steps. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives, monsters, mecha, giant squid, things that go bump in the night, smarties that fall from space. It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive. Mass grave burial afterwards.
All right, we're going to play some filthy promos. Now that Drex is gone, he would never let me play these on the show.
I love playing them.
You
have to play the Jesus one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I laugh every time I hear that
The person who
every single time. I could actually have it on loop for about 3 hours and still laugh.
Every single time.
Only because it's the last one. Hey, get back up on that cross. Hey, get back up on that cross.
So the person who made these promos, the female voice in these promos, is in the room.
And we're going to make some live ones later.
And the male... and I'm the male voice, if you can actually pick it up.
It actually sounds female, but it's actually male.
I'm coming too loud.
While I'm sucking off the DJ, I like to listen to Red Radio. I love listening to Rant Radio while I'm masturbating with giant vegetables. Turn up the radio, honey.
Rant Radio!
While I'm downloading porn off the internet, I like to listen to Rant Radio.
All right.
We have to play the Jesus one.
Okay. We're going to play the Jesus Christ one. And this was done by Sean Kennedy.
Because he rocks.
And it is so funny.
It's fucking awesome.
Unless you're deeply, deeply religious, and then you'll be then thoroughly offended.
Then we just don't fucking care. So.
Yep. So here it is. This one's called Jesus Christ.
This is Jesus Christ for Rant Radio. Now that Charlton Heston can't do my voice, all of my messages will be brought not by the burning bush, but by Rant Radio. Thank you. Further bulletins as events warrant.
Hey! Get back up on that cross!
Woo! Yeah, baby!
Guaranteed to offend.
That rocks.
That rocks.
That rocks so bad.
Okay. Is it time for anything?
It's time to... I don't know. Have you guys ever flushed a toilet in a mic?
No, we haven't. No? Okay, we're going to go with the IRC, because I saw some people complaining that we never pay attention to the IRC, and, well, they're
crying.
They're very accurate, actually. I looked at it first. We never talk about it. I look at it and go, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to have to, like, scroll back.
Okay, here we go, scrolling
back. Okay, volume is fine. Do you guys play any music at all? Well, this is our talk show. This is the 2 hours of talk, and most of the other... Oh, I'm going to turn that down and hear some feedback. This is the 2 hours of talk, and mostly the rest of the week is music, so this is the time for talk. If you don't like talk, you can tune in any other time, but between 9 and 11, Sunday nights, but we think it's fun.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Most of the time it's fun.
Most of the time it's fun.
That's why we carry on for 2 hours as opposed to playing music.
Yeah.
We do take minor breaks.
Actually, we'd have to go out and find a life, so...
Yeah.
Which we don't have
anyway.
We
do take breaks, and we play the music in the breaks, that music we like, or music that I like anyway.
Exactly.
And hopefully other people might like it,
too. That Darcy can't stand, so
somebody says, the mic is screwed, making my ears bleed. Well,
then,
I have headphones
turn
on.
Turn your speakers down.
Yeah, check it out. It sounds fine to me, and I haven't changed the volumes. Of course, I had a major accident crash. My shelving from my desk fell all over.
Like,
you can see, it's very, very empty at the moment because I haven't put all the books back up, but it crashed. It crashed all over everything, and this was on the floor, the mixer that we bought a little while ago.
Danger.
So it may have fucked something up, but the levels are fine. I'm not peaking, and I don't hear it peak. Maybe if everyone laughs, it peaks.
Possibly, yeah.
Hell yeah, I never buy CDs, so that's HL69er. So we're going to report him to the RIAA. Yeah. That's in the States. And oh, it's nasty.
Turn it down.
Oh.
Take the master down about 2
Okay. Okay, Enki has informed us that it's like totally
crazy
peaking,
nasty.
Which is really weird.
Very strange.
Because usually I can tell.
Techno mumbo jumbo.
Anyway, that doesn't concern our listeners, other than...
I also, what was it?
Hey, this Haynes guy is dogging on you guys in the IRC. You should tear him onto the air or something. I'm just going to kick him. Okay, we're going to tear into him in a second. We're just going to go down.
We're just
tear. For future reference. So we'll get down to you.
So we have... I once bought a CD because of MP3s, but I hardly buy CDs either.
Remember, it's like... But I never hardly buy CDs either, mostly MP3s for me nowadays. Well,
yeah,
you suck. You should support these artists. I mean, if you really like a band...
Buy a few CDs. Burn some more.
Buy them as cheap as you can.
Buy them for like
because
$13.
Yeah, buy them as cheap as you can because that price only cuts into not the artist.
Yeah.
So the artist probably gets the exact same amount of money.
You know what the record companies are bitching about is because literally it has to do with their reported earnings.
Yeah.
And it's their profit margin. And if their profit margin doesn't go up so much of a projected level per term, they basically bitch and whine.
They cry.
And so, you know, fuck them.
Yeah.
They went up 3%. Oh, cry. Oh, but I sound so big and loud and important. And distorty. Sorry. I'm very sorry. I also burned many of my favorite tracks from my friend's CDs, so what's the point of buying them? Well, you support the artist. If you want them to keep making more CDs, how about you... I know a good thing. Burn the CDs, find out the artist's address, and
send them money.
Send the artist money. Send them, like...
Yeah.
$3. And that would be like 3 times more than they make on a CD.
Yep.
Actually, like 6 times more. They probably make only 50 cents a CD.
Even better, actually, even if you don't do that, find out most of them have fan clubs, and the money made from the fan clubs goes directly to the artist. It's not run by the business.
Oh.
So buy a bunch of t-shirts. Like, take the money that go to a CD and buy a t-shirt, because they make half that money.
Well, maybe not the big artists. They don't.
Okay, but when you're talking about small stuff,
when you're
people who are on their own...
Yeah, because that's a big producer. They're
has their own company that releases the album. They're still distributing...
And that man of Mike.
Huge, but I can't remember who. But, yeah...
Oh, well, too late now.
Yeah, what I was saying is, if it's a small band that you're listening to, they do need the money, but they're not getting anything from the record sales. I'd be surprised if they made a buck.
Hardly anything.
So what
T-shirts,
you do
hats, whatever.
Is,
tours.
If you want to support the artist, and keep in mind, this is the Recording Industry Association of America's argument, is that they're taking the money out of the artist's mouths.
Uh-huh,
no, actually,
yeah,
not.
Right.
You're ripping off the big record companies. Now, I personally don't have any moral qualms with that, but I'm not... saying that you should do it, but if you do and you want to see money go into the hands of the recording artist, then buy their t-shirts. Find out where their fan club is. It's usually written inside the liner, and if you've got the CD in your hands to copy anyways, you probably know what that is. So if you're not a total loser, if you're going to use the argument, well, I don't want to give the money to recording industry, then at least buy their t-shirts or
go to see their concerts
stuff,
too.
Or yeah, at least go to see their concerts.
Concerts, I think they make
from their fan club and
make
they
a lot more
see
from
money
club.
Out of it.
Check
a lot more than buying the album. Then you don't have to feel guilty. The only exceptions to this are really huge bands like U2 or AC/DC.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes right down to it, maybe they don't need the money that badly. Anyway, so they make huge wads of cash from touring and not so much off the albums. But bands like Korn, who have their own independent record company where they do the recording, they pay for the studio time.
Or Alternative Tentacles.
Or Alternative Tentacles, or anybody cool like that, send them money. Their fan club will make them money directly.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about all I got to say about that.
Cool.
But don't cop out and say, oh, I don't want to give them the money, and then just copy it and say, why should I pay for it?
Because educate yourself, do a little bit of research.
Anymore. You're copying out. Yeah. You're just doing it. You're stealing it.
I like,
sorry.
I'd like to just point something out on the MRC here. They got some guy goes, where the hell are they? Peru. So it's just
why the hell are they in Peru? We're not in Peru.
In
Bob from Peru is a host of the show.
Yeah, baby.
We're not in Peru. We're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Langley.
Well, I like saying Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Because people,
know Vancouver.
Yeah, people know where Vancouver is.
And also Nardwar, the human serviette, says it that way. Oh, I can turn that one up? That's usually cranked, but okay, we're turning up the room mic a bit.
Large reprisal.
So, people are complaining that we're not going through the IRC.
We're going through the IRC.
And well, there's a lot of...
If you're being a heinous fucking retard in the higher MRC, believe you'll be kicked soon.
it has happened before.
Doesn't surprise me that these guys are Canadian, this band. What? I guess I didn't like that song.
Jeffrey D.
Many Canadian bands are good, man. A lot suck, though. That's true. Well...
Boy,
that's an ambiguous statement.
That's strange. Let's see. Let's name some Canadian artists. Shania Twain.
Mute.
Your Naked Ladies.
Mute and Drool.
Danger.
Celine
Dion.
Isn't
Tea Party?
Yes, Tea Party.
Tea Party.
Tea Party. Conline Crush.
Conline
DDT.
Crush.
Oh, my God.
Jar. Buy Jar's album. They rock. Oh, yeah.
Mike Myers.
Yep. Big talent in comedy and films from Canada, especially comedy. Let's see. I'd like to hear what they have to say about Art Bell.
Art Bell?
Art Bell is a radio show host. He talks conspiracy stuff.
I have to talk to fucking Sean Kennedy, the man.
He's the man on conspiracy.
He's
but
our conspiracy guy.
He doesn't listen to the radio. Probably he might know who Art Bell is.
Probably.
I think he's cool, but I'm not into the... Actually, he's more into UFOs and stuff like that. And UFOs.
Art Bell.
Art Bell. No, Art Bell is a serious conspiracy nut. Yeah, I have a few of them.
He's very cool.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I don't really know much about him. Let's see. I live in L.A. Is he on here? Oh, for sure. He has 500 radio stations. Yeah, he's pretty popular.
Pretty much you can get him anywhere in North America.
You can go to artbell.com.
Yeah, www.artbell.com. Is anyone here from Montreal? No.
No.
Giant Veggies. Lots of laughs. Oh, we're getting to the comments about the commercials. I bet that Jeffrey D, who's a misogynist, badass. He's such a misogynist. Yeah, I bet that bitch really does fuck herself with giant vegetables. Frosty beer.
I'm a bitch because I masturbate with giant vegetables. I mean, what the hell do you expect me to do? You know, like, most of these guys up here, you have to get them all worked up and stuff. But some of these cucumbers and stuff, they come hard, they're long, you know. You. And you know, sometimes when you orgasm. Hold up. Okay, how about this, though? Sometimes when you have an orgasm afterwards, you experience extreme hunger.
Yeah!
Woohoo! I do not have to leave the bedroom.
Oh,
I've never seen such a look of fear on Inky's face before.
HL69 says, buy CDs. Yeah, right. Hain says, I want to support my favorite artists. Ha 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 ha. You're bad.
No,
I buy all the White Zombie CDs and Rob Zombie. Good. That was from Zombie 69.
Imagine that.
Ha ha, send them money. Jeffrey D is complaining about his... maybe it wasn't. I would love to see any of these guys actually doing that. I wonder how many people are over there. How many people do we have over here? There's some that aren't in the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
13. I think it's 13. There's four 13? People out there.
Yeah,
13.
13 people. They're not all in the room.
They're not all
the
in the room.
A dozen.
Yep. Oh, now there's 10 people in the room, I think. Haha, but they read a little bit slow. Weak, weak, weak. Damn the diva, somebody also added.
Damn the diva.
Sloan.
Sloan.
Puke.
Rich, Sloan. Talking to the big white telephone. Dinosaur Jr.
There you go. Yeah. My fellow Canadians are not doing a good job defending us. Okay. Howard Stern. Whatever. Cisco Kid has also joined us in the conversation on the IRC. You can go to the internet servers on the Rant Radio channel. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a giant orgy on the air.
Wouldn't be surprised.
If you all have an orgasm on the show, I would personally send each of you 50 cents and promise to support my favorite bands in the future.
I can only say there's one problem with that. Seeing how the guys outnumber the women, I'm not really into that one.
It's not good payoff. It's not a... Wait,
we might have a... No.
Compromise.
We might have a compromise.
2-on-1, okay.
What's this?
Go to www. That's three guys on one girl.
Un-American.com.
You will love it, Sim. I think somebody...
That's from Zombie 69.
HL69er has a question for us. What is a hermaphrodite?
That's
a serious question.
I don't know. He just put it on there with no question mark.
A hermaphrodite is a creature, or actually, something that is half man, half woman. It has both genitals.
You can get a hermaphroditic porn, and you'll understand why.
Yes.
And I think they're usually sterile, aren't they?
Mules. Usually. I've only heard of one occasion.
And usually, the male organ doesn't work.
There is a
well.
Spot that actually, I just saw something in the news recently. There.
Neither works.
Recently in the news, there was a field that had been seen with... Previously, they had hermaphroditic birds,
yeah.
And now they're having hermaphroditic mice. Major chemicals in the ground, and they're having massive amounts of fish... Mice, birds.
Yeah.
Check yourselves, boys and girls. You might have something extra.
Bonus genitals.
Did you know that 20% of polar bears are hermaphrodites due to pollution?
Wow.
Yeah.
I probably actually believe that.
Yeah, I believe it as well.
I've heard that before. I don't know if it's true, but I have heard that before.
Yeah, I would probably believe that.
You know, you guys want to feel your cocks rubbing each other. You're obsessed with them. Jeffrey D. Well, Jeffrey, unfortunately, no.
No.
I'm not gay, but I imagine you're a very attractive man.
You can all see a picture of him.
You can. Go to www.rantradio.com, click on DJs, and check out Bob from Peru. Or Jeffrey D.
Bob from Peru.
We'll set you up with some sexy pictures there, Chicken's picture. We won't black anything out. Snazzages! Drex all goes, anyone here want to embarrass themselves? Instantly, Chicken's hand comes up.
Ding.
He goes, okay, run up the top of the stairs and pull your pants down.
Woo! Okay, we're going to give out the phone number on
the air.
Good night,
everyone. Bye, Hames.
Oh, Hames has left. I guess he's on the East Coast. He has to go to bed or
he's weak.
Go to work in the morning. He's really weak. And
weakness breeds.
He's actually going to bed at a time. It's 10 o'clock here.
Actually,
he has a bedtime.
Before we give out the phone number, can I do my story so we don't have any calls?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't clicked enter. So we're going to do the gross hospital story. So we're going to turn off all the microphones. Well, except for the room mic. And there we...
So are we going to do a break first or... Yeah, we'll do a break first.
Hi, there I am. We're going to do a break first, and then we're going to go to the gross hospital store. You do not want to miss this. Okay, why did I use that voice? And let's see, what promo shall we do? Okay, that's a short one. It's a really long one. I haven't played this in a long time. I should play the chicken one. That's right.
It's true.
Because Chicken doesn't have a story to tell, so we're going to tell his story. Okay, I'll cue it up.
Listen to Rant Radio or we'll kick your fucking teeth in. Rant Radio, listen up!
Yes?
Sir, something's got to be done about Rant Radio. They're getting too powerful. They know too much.
I agree. I want your best team, Surgical Strike, on Rant Radio headquarters.
They're already there, sir. I'm waiting for a feed from them now. Those bastards will pay for their monopolization of the airwaves.
Stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, it's a lot of motor parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
It's like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example. Except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work. Like, automotive parts, okay? She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? And I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down in the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here." She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?
Okay, we're back. It's time for the gross hospital stories.
Okay.
We don't have an intro yet.
We're going to work one.
We're working on that. Sometime during the week.
Because I have thousands of these. I worked there for about 5 years. For those of you who don't know, I spent 5 years working in a hospital. Yeah, thank you. Tonight, I am going to tell you the ballad of Irene Wallace's Lake. Because this is a story about what happens when hospital bureaucracy goes wrong. Old lady, about 73 years old, comes in because she has gangrene in her lower leg from diabetes. I think I've told another story about diabetic gangrene, so it's kind of a common thing. So she comes in and they try to do something for her, and it's just too far gone, so they have to amputate. So they take the leg just above the knee. And I get a call, I get a page about 11:30 at night to a part of the hospital I've never been to before. This is about 11:30 at night, and I've been there about 3 years now, and I've never gone to this place before. So I run over to the admitting desk, and I say, "Where the hell is this?" And she's, "It's upstairs in the OR." And I'm like, "The OR?" And yeah, okay. So I go up the stairs and get there, and nurse says, "Oh, good, you're here. You take stuff down to the morgue, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is, there's a code you call if you have a dead body. I just go for that, you know." And she's like, no, it's not a body. And she goes behind the operating area and comes back with a wheelchair, a surgical bucket,
and this long green thing that's wrapped up in surgical blankets. And I'm like, what's that? And she's, it's a lake. A what? What am I supposed to do with it? You take it to the morgue. I'm like, okay, I know what to do with a body. How do you sign in a body part? Now, she explains it's not that difficult. I just have to leave a note for the coroner telling them they want to do an autopsy on the leg to assure that they actually needed to amputate this. Anything with socialized medicine, the first law is cover thy ass. So... Yeah, well, no, that's they just they'll, as a precaution, they will take the leg down and they want to do an autopsy afterwards. So I take it down and I look around trying to find a place in our cooler to put this, and you don't really have a place for a bucket with a leg in it. And I look around, there's a shelf in the back, and so I pull some bodies out, go in there, put the leg up, push the bodies back, close the door.
You climbed on the...
No, I know. I just pulled the bodies out. They're on stretchers. On little coaster stretchers.
Oh, okay.
Dollies, yeah. So I pulled them out and put them back, put the leg up there, and sign it in, and figure, okay, that's the end of it. It's this, I have work for one more day, and then I have my weekend, and I come back on a Tuesday, and everyone's like, we've been looking for you. I'm like, okay, why? Where's the paperwork on the leg? And I'm like, what? I wasn't given no paperwork. Oh, yeah. The doctor didn't sign the paperwork. We can't find the paperwork. He's gone. He's gone on vacation. The coroner can't touch the leg. So they take the leg, and we go and we work everything out. And okay, fine. So they don't have to worry about it. The leg will not get an autopsy. That's fine, because the doctor is gone on vacation.
And there it sits in the bucket.
Yeah, there it sits in the bucket. Now, during the weekend, Mrs. Wallace passed away. So after a day...
This is getting weird.
Mrs. Wallace is then basically taken by the coroner's department, by the funeral home. And the mortuary performs a funeral. But they didn't know there was a leg missing. I mean, they would have obviously known there was a leg missing, but they didn't know they were picking one up. So they left with the body and left the leg sitting in a bucket in our cooler. Now, there's more.
Hence the ballot.
Now, I think I should mention that a cooler isn't exactly a freezer. It's kept it's a cooler. It's kept at about 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's like your fridge.
Yeah, it's like your
fridge. You know what happens to lettuce after 2 weeks?
Big brown, brown goo.
Well,
give me a guess what happens to the leg.
Yeah, you're kind of right on that one. Well,
at least it's in a bucket.
It is in a bucket, which is a good thing.
Now all of it's in the bucket.
Anyhow... A couple of weeks go by, and we can't do anything because we are not allowed to just cremate random organs. Nothing can be done with the leg. The doctor comes back from vacation. He goes, well, I signed the papers. I don't know why nothing got done with it. It's not my fault. I'm not worrying about it. So nothing can be done with the leg. It doesn't really exist. It's in administrative limbo.
Limbo.
I'm not making this up. 11 months go by. It has gotten to a point where the head of the morgue has wrapped it in plastic baggies 3 times, pouring half a bottle of disinfectant into one of the baggies with it, and then tied it up and left it in the bucket. And it's still smelling so bad that nobody wants to go into the morgue. You have to wear a mask to go into the morgue, let alone the freezer.
White cream under the nose.
Finally.
You know that drank a glass of sour milk taste you get?
Yeah.
Like those babies who stick their finger down their throat before they know what they're doing.
Finally. The leg is taken by somebody in the coroner's department when another body, a John Doe, is taken down to be cremated, and something extra was added.
John Doe had,
I can say,
John Doe had three legs.
John Doe had three legs. And the leg's gone. But nobody knows what happens because this can't actually have happened, so nobody could admit that the leg's gone. Just people go into the morgue and it's like, hey, why doesn't it smell bad in here? And finally, like, everyone's asking what happened to the leg, and now it's going around the hospital that it had been sitting there so long that it got tired and got up and walked away. And that's the ballad of Irene Wallace's leg. That's it.
That wasn't gross. That was hilarious.
That was good.
That was really good.
I guess I'm good.
It wasn't gross because none of us smelled it.
Oh, yeah. I worked in a hospital for about 3 years at this point. I had basically assisted the coroner in moving bodies that had been found in the field for a few weeks, okay? And, I mean, you can kind of get prepared for that, but this just stunk to high heaven.
Tasty.
Itchy.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Professional nurses were like wearing masks and refusing to go to the morgue.
Oh, man.
You have no... you can't imagine the stench.
I mean, it would help.
It was the essence of stench. I mean,
you know they have scratch and sniffs in the new dictionary, and they use small portions of the leg.
Irene Wallace's leg, yes.
That was...
Wow. Limited edition of dictionaries with scratch and sniff. Irene Wallace leg scratchy sniff in it.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to go through all these. We record all these shows on video and on tape, onto a videotape. And I am eventually going to get unlazy and put all the gross hospital stories for download. And anybody can download and listen to them. Yummy. In all their glory.
Tasty.
Itchy. Even we'll have some of them on video, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. They might be on Rant TV.
Rant TV. You can go to www.ranttv.com and see not much.
Oh.
Yeah, just the preview.
You can see a very small
preview. Preview of the interface, preview. Which Enki has been working on.
Studiously working on every day, even during work.
Hey, people from my work might be listening. Shut the fuck up.
We were just joking.
He plays asteroids, actually.
He plays asteroids.
Good money to do my private time work.
Good money. Oh, and Psycho has joined us on the IRC. I don't know if he's listening or not, but hopefully. Okay. What are we going to do now? I think it's time for
it. We can do the plug for our call-in toll-free.
That's right. Call in toll-free at
1-604-533-9191. Call in now.
Call in now. Place your order.
We'll put you live on the internet.
You can swear.
You can talk to your friends. You can scream your mother's name.
Even your mother's maiden name.
Or your mother's maiden name. You can scream anything you'd like. We'll probably hang up on you. But
I'm going to show that my phone works, as usual. Oh, I've got messages.
And lots of them.
And lots of them, but I'm not going to get through them.
Never mind the messages.
Never mind the messages. So phone in now, 1-604-533-9191. And what is it going to be? Maybe 15 cents. Maybe even 10 cents. There's like 5 cents.
Call one of those stupid numbers like 1010321 or 1010506 or 1010220 or
10102020.
10102020.
Four numbers, random.
Yeah, 1010.
Or call
four random numbers.
You'll probably get a.
Oh, yeah. It's just crazy out there. So call in now.
Call in now.
Call in now.
We'll track you down and kill you.
Kill you. Every single one. Here's the phone.
Story about
pass that man a mic.
About long distance companies. Oh. Normally, down in the States, because they don't have one company that runs everything like up here.
Yeah, like the monopolies here.
Yeah.
Such as our cable and power and everything else. And
cock bastards.
When you make a long distance phone company down in the States by calling the operator or something like that, they ask you what company you want to go through.
Yeah.
Most people go, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, okay,
there
I know about this.
There are phone companies out there that charge you like an arm and a leg, and they are called, I don't care,
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
That is so funny. Yeah, that's so funny.
You're what?
She's leaving.
Oh, it's the lady from the commercials. Girl from the commercials.
Eve phone books first thing in the morning.
Eve phone books. It's going to be hard. She's
manual
eating, she's,
labor.
She's eating phone books all night, and tomorrow morning she will be heaving phone books. First she will remind herself of the hospital story, and then she will begin to heave phone books.
Eve phone books.
And then attempt to reason after heaving.
Hugs all around. Hugs. Hugs with a Z.
She likes you.
Danger. I have a microphone. It could get kinky.
We're important. We have microphones.
I don't have to.
We've got a call.
There are many microphones in this room.
Okay, wait. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Zombie 69.
Hey,
Zombie 69. What's happening?
A loyal listener. What's happening, man?
This is like my third time calling you people.
And you're sick of it. And you hate us.
No, it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to rig my computer up to my big-ass stereo here.
Oh, sweet. So you're going to hear yourself in about 15 seconds blaring through your speakers in stereo?
No, I have one line, so I have to make myself and...
Oh, you have to log off the internet and...
Yep.
Oh, that sucks. So you've never heard yourself on the air.
Zombie 69.
I did not.
Zombie, where exactly are you from? Do you want to remind us?
What?
Where exactly are you from? Virginia.
Virginia.
That's right. Excellent. So, have you heard yourself on the air?
I said Virginia or Vermont.
Oh.
Oh. You should get a friend to tape yourself on the air. I guess it's not that cool. So,
I hit person, I don't know.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. We're just saying bye to someone.
Believe it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. That wasn't the right door.
That was the wrong door.
Quick, we're going to make a new ad.
Quick, make a new ad.
Bring the camera
Take a camera and a microphone in there. And they probably wouldn't mind. So what do you have to say tonight? Not much?
Really not much.
How'd you like the gross hospital story tonight?
I like kick butt. Actually, my mom works at the hospital, too.
Yeah? Did she listen to it?
No, she's at work.
Oh, that sucks. She probably liked the gross hospital stories. Hey, if you have a gross hospital story, your mom does. Get her to phone in and tell us.
Alright. It's 1 a.m. here right now.
Oh, crap. Okay.
I stay up all night. Listen to you people.
You stay up at night, and do you have to do anything in the morning? You have to
probably skateboard. Ass pipe, break a bone.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're not too tired to skateboard in the morning.
Or even get her to record a story.
Get her to record a story and MP3 it and send it to us.
All right.
That would be really cool, actually.
Very cool.
Yep. So,
could be a new addition.
We're hearing nasty noises from the next room, and we're going to try and get them on the air here.
Okay.
Oh, Sean, okay. Well, we're not going to keep you on the phone too long.
All right, I'll see you on the net or something.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening in. You're one of our loyal listeners.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Zombie.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Sweet.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Diaz just asked, anyone want to buy a VHS copy of Phantom Menace?
No.
No, Jeffrey D.
We have someone who has it on video CD, so...
Yeah. But thanks for coming out. Next time, bring a glove.
If it's on DVD, maybe, and it's a perfect, beautiful copy from, like, the reel, I will buy that. But other than that, because they won't be out in DVD till like, 2006, when all of the movies are done, released... No, I'm not. They said that.
Fox,
all six movies are going to be released at once
on DVD. I had heard that apparently Fox had basically bought the rights to release the film before pay-per-view on Fox for something like $60 million U.S. was what I heard. I might be wrong on that, but I'm thinking $60 million was the number I heard.
Wow.
Wow, that was mighty quick in there.
Yeah, well, we heard the climax.
I called you vegetables! Stick with the vegetables!
And yes, the vegetables win over the man.
What should I use? What, cantaloupe, watermelon, what?
Wow. Now, actually, cantaloupe watermelon wouldn't be a good idea.
Unless it's used in some sort of, I guess,
kinky
play or...
Yeah. It could get soft really quick.
Yes, that's what I'm about to say. You have to realize that the reason why I suggest vegetables
is because they last and they're hard. Yep. Certain vegetables, of course. But if you
make
move into the
snack.
Fruits, if you move into the fruits, they're usually soft, mushy.
More for playing around.
You know, yeah. you think banana would be fun, but really, you know, it can get kind of ugly.
You have to find a guy anyways to suck it out of there. And typically, they're not too happy about eating it after the fact.
Because didn't you say you worked in a hospital for years? Well, I bet you have lots of stories about things you invented.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the flashlight, used the forceps, a little bit of lube.
The guy lost a flashlight up there. Uh-huh. The doctor basically...
Three alarm.
They came into the hospital. The doctor basically gives them a shot to relax the sphincter, places those cervical things against the dilate. Gets a pair of forceps. Actually, gets his flashlight to take a look inside.
No need.
There's a flashlight coming out.
There's the light coming out.
And it's still on.
So flashlights could be entertaining, but...
And just think how many cells you can get to. Maglite comes up. Maglite has a 12D. 12D size. Large D.
Actually,
they also have attachments.
If you like bananas, try banana squash.
Those are
nice. Those are very big.
A fruit connoisseur. We have the...
No, that's a squash. That would be a vegetable.
So glad I...
Well, tomatoes are vegetables, and they're also considered a fruit.
No, tomato is a fruit.
We consider them vegetables.
A vine cucumber and a vegetable
grow on the ground.
Whatever happened to you? Was it from dating me? Is it my fault? Did I do this?
Once upon a time, I had a man.
You
want to know something? Do you know how many times we went out and broke up and got back together and now we're doing this? How many times?
way too many.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember, you're not supposed to eat that one. It's not a vegetable.
Left some teeth. Oh, that's bad.
That's nice.
Oh.
That was a good bite.
Ooh, baby.
That's nasty.
You don't have braces, dude.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Yeah, don't thanks. Touch
those
that
are
mic.
Beautiful canines.
And they've been filed.
Smile for the camera, buddy.
And they've been filed.
The dentist actually had to file them flatter because I used to wake up with blood in my mouth. And we didn't know
ooh,
why.
Ooh, that teeth.
Because you're a succubi. That's the terminology for
that. Derek
did
to my elbow.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wonder why I did that.
Already starting to burn.
That's impressive. That is. You should get some shots for that.
I did the first time she did it. Now I'm immune.
Wait until the full moon.
Are those scratch marks on your back?
Yes.
Another?
Okay.
Ow! Okay.
We're gonna play a song.
Play a song.
Another song by Dark Hillside Thickets, because I really like them. I really like them a lot.
And anyone who doesn't like them sucks.
Frig off. This is a cover of The Police. It's called Walking on the Moon.
Walking on the moon. The 420 in progress.
Rant Radio, rant and speak of sound.
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
All right,
we're back.
We're back after a song and promos.
Got a
and
promos.
We have to do our next feature, which is Movie Guy.
Movie Guy.
Movie Guy.
Which
movie
I don't really guy. Know who the Movie Guy
movie
is
guy
or
is
his phone number. It's Chris.
Scott.
Scott.
It's basically
Scott.
Just
the
call
Movie Guy. It's Chicken's.
Call
it's chicken's
the Chicken's
roommate.
Home phone number.
Oh.
And
chicken at home.
And ask for the Movie Guy.
Okay.
Ask for the Chicken if you want. He said he was going to call in.
He said
possibly.
He was
going to
call
he
in,
might.
But from work.
But from work.
So he's not
going to
be home. Okay, let's get a dial tone here.
And if not, you can gouge each other's eyes out and have a really cool cat fight.
No way.
Yeah. What? I messed up. I messed up. I'm sorry.
It's a psychological thing. I'm not making that up. I'm a real friend with her.
All right, we're done.
We're calling
the
Movie
Guy.
Two ringy dingies.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Movie Guy?
This is the Movie Guy.
All right,
hey, Movie Guy.
Guy.
Hey.
How are we all doing tonight?
Oh,
very well.
Excellent.
Very
excellent.
Well.
There's a lot of estrogen. A lot is left, actually.
There's only two. One left.
There's only two estrogen. One left.
One estrogen left.
Uh oh. You've insulted someone.
You insulted somebody, boy.
Well, the dark one.
That's estrogen. Yeah.
The dark one never came in. She came in the room. What?
Okay, so do you have a movie this week? Have you watched any movies recently?
Actually, I don't have a movie this week. I have my own little rant.
Oh,
a rant from the Movie Guy.
Very cool. Okay, what's your rant about?
Okay, my rant is about how people's salaries, the actors' salaries, will directly affect everybody. I mean, okay, first of all, who in their right mind would pay an actor $20 million to star in a movie? $20 million.
If it was me, I'd pay myself $20 million, Scott.
For $20 million, I want a cure for cancer as well.
No,
okay.
Kidding.
I mean,
Scott, they already found a cure for cancer.
Okay, well, was it an actor that came up with it?
No.
No.
He didn't even have an actor's name.
Okay.
But it's the same.
Did he play baseball?
I think it's the same principle as sports, that they can charge that much for people to go to the games, and they can pay these players this amount of money. I mean, the movies make so much, and the salaries just go up and up. I mean, if a movie makes $500 million, the actors are going to demand more than $50,000.
Like, who was Ben Kenobi? Pardon my ignorance if there's any Star Wars fans. Who was Ben Kenobi?
Sir Alec Guinness.
Sir Alec Guinness did not take
a dime.
He took a percentage.
One percent of George Lucas's profit.
He's making tons of money. That's a great deal.
Yep, 1%.
That's about how, like, these guys make so much money on these movies that it trickles down to we're paying their salaries because they're jacking up the prices of the movies. You got to pay like $10 to go see a movie these days.
$9.75 at the Colossus.
It's
deliver.
Really bad in New York. I think it's $9.
It's
US.
I think it's $9 US in New York. You're
right. Which is what, like $40 Canadian?
Yeah, $40 to $60 Canadian.
$40 to $60.
And with the exchange, and a limb of their choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also comes down to the point where, I mean, in my job, I get people coming in on a daily basis yelling at me because of the price of a movie rental, and people going, and they're yelling at me for the fact that I charge them so much. They're yelling at me for the fact that I want 12 pieces of ID and their firstborn in order to set up a membership. They don't realize that these movies cost us $115 to $120 bucks to buy each copy, because that's what the studios charge us, because that's what the studio has to pay to make the money back, because they just paid Tom Cruise $20 million.
Okay, so what
so that he can be on camera making love to his wife.
Yep, so we can see his butt.
Which apparently
for 5 seconds.
To hire a sex therapist to be in the room with them to teach them how to look more sizzling and lovely. they couldn't do it, and they're married.
Sad marriage. Holy.
Yeah. Very sad.
What do you expect? They're Scientologists.
Yes. Right. So what is your solution to this overblown price for paying actors?
Still working on that. I'm going to have a cure for that next week.
I mean, we could not watch the movies or watch them at a lower price in second-run theaters or not rent them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you start going to the second-run movies, I mean, Willowbrook.
$2.
Unless you go to a matinee.
Matinee, which is a dollar.
A buck. It's going to take them a little while longer to make their money back on that. But, I mean, either that or the studio just has to say no. We're not going to pay you $15 million tax on a movie.
They're just going to go to another studio, and they're going to, and that studio is going to make the big bucks for the movie.
Or go to another actor.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to the sports thing. Why are we paying these athletes that much money to play a game?
That's right.
And it boils down to people buying tickets.
Because people will pay it.
Hundreds of dollars for season tickets.
But hey, how about this? Just a note and point. For instance, they did a study, and they were thinking, okay, for instance, video games. This is a true study. They said video games are, say, $80 to $100. They said, okay, what if we drop the price? I wonder if sales are going to increase. So they said, fine, we'll drop them to $20 to $40 per game.
I would probably start buying them.
I'm thinking, great deal.
Yeah.
They start producing games, sales dropped 60%.
Why?
Because people see a box. They've seen nothing but games. Like, you see Activision brings out whatever, Asteroids 3000 or something. You go, oh, fuck, Asteroids 3000, it's $80.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a good game. You look at the back of the box, they show all these pretty pictures, in-skinny, whatever. Then you see this other box right next to it, $40. You go, oh, fuck, must be garbage.
Must be like...
It's exactly what happens.
Or like what they're doing sometimes with, like, computer games. Just the jewel case. It's the same game that you basically, 3 months before, were shelling out $100 to pick up, and now it's like $25, and people ignore it.
Like, I bought some Out of the Wind game. I think it was a Microprose game called Seventh Legion. Now, this was just kind of a whim. We were on a big... three-quarter isotopic, whatever, like Warcraft 2, isometric, or isotopic, iso-cracket. I do
three-quarters view.
Three-quarter view. It's in Shane speak there. Anyway.
Making up your own words again, right?
That'd be me. Bob helped me there. Anyway, we grabbed this game. The fucking game does not even come with a jewel case. It came in a piece of cardboard.
Yes, I've had that happen.
It came in a piece of fucking cardboard. The only reason why I actually installed the game was because it had an all right movie or something. Then I quickly took my Dremel and with due haste, I carved bad game in the CD. And I plan on sending it back to the company.
That's awesome.
And how much did you pay for this game?
I think it was $60.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Was that bad?
It was that bad.
But because it was $60, dude.
Not because it was $60. I could have
taken it back.
Taken it. No, you can take it. I could have gone, wow, I wonder if I could make a game. Taken Pac-Man, hacked it down, and probably made a better game. Because it sucks so badly. The movements were like three graphics per movement. Like, the tank did three different things. The treads moved three times, and that was it. That's the tank movement and stuff. And it was just, oh, it was hideous.
Wow.
That's just terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that has to do with music or anything else we were talking about. I have no idea.
What was that was
overpaid.
Overpaid actors.
That's called a tangent. That's just a tangent. You just fly off on one.
It worked.
Off on the handle. There we go.
Somehow it got there.
And if somebody said boring, fuck you.
No, they didn't say boring. That's Psycho's signing off thing.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Psycho. Okay, so is that it?
That's pretty much it. I was actually kind of expecting a question. Did you guys come up with a question this week or not?
Why?
Yes, we did.
Why are men so obsessed with their cocks?
Did you get that?
Oh, well, I got it. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. You're allowed to pass on that because you're a phone-up person.
Yeah, that's true. True, true.
What? Somebody has to be. There's Enki's
answer. Enki's had about three or four answers, I think, tonight.
He also has got quite a few scars.
Yes. Viking scars.
Biting scars.
I'm
not
old. Actually, the biting one's healed right up, right?
Exactly. It's just like, if you ask me, if I had tits, I'd probably never leave my room.
That's right.
That's an old Steve Martin bit.
Yeah, okay, I took it off. I plagiarized Steve Martin. This is my caring face.
Okay.
All right, that's it for this week, guys. I'll probably talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Rock.
Have a good bye. Good one, Mr. Rubin.
Bye-bye.
All
right. He's gone. No movie review. Does anybody... anybody watched a movie recently?
Austin Powers.
I actually got the chance to go see Idle Hands finally.
Okay. And you do that first then.
Idle Hands was actually... It
looks
shitty.
Stupid and dumb and...
kind of like a searching floor.
It was actually worth seeing. It was for no other reason to see Seth Green as a slacker zombie. I mean, basically the idea is... I won't ruin it other than anything you have seen in the promos.
They reveal a lot in the promos.
Him and his buddy get killed by their one friend whose hand is possessed by an evil spirit. And
he masturbates all day long. That's the whole stuff.
He doesn't masturbate.
I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. And he basically, him and his friend are dead. And they basically don't go on to the afterlife because they saw like this long tunnel of white light with these really bad voices singing it, like this really crappy music, like India. And they were looking at it, it was like a really long way, so they said, like, fuck that.
We're not going that far to go listen to that music.
That's the whole premise behind that bit, and it literally is worth the movie just to go see that.
See that? Okay, two thumbs up or one?
I'll give it one thumbs
up. One thumb up. Good enough to go see.
Yeah, I paid $2 to go see it, so I had
well worth it.
Yes.
One thumb equals $2.
Yep.
Okay. And we also, a bunch of us, went and saw Austin Powers 2.
The
Spy Who Shagged Me.
All I have to say is Fat Bastard rocks.
Fat Bastard takes the cake in the movie.
And I'm dead sexy.
I'm a sexy bitch.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's very funny.
I liked it better than Star Wars.
Yep.
Enki. Oh, I'm gonna get murdered.
I think.
Now.
Enki liked
almost.
It better than Star Wars.
It was up there.
It was up there.
They predicted doing very, very well.
They did do excellent promos.
Where they go.
How about if they go? If you're going to go see one movie this year,
go see
Star Wars. If you're going to see a second movie,
go see Austin
Powers: The Spy Who Shagged Me.
And that's
Did you hear this? Apparently, according to the unnamed one, apparently Austin Powers,
number one
box office, it beat out Star Wars.
That's not surprising at all.
No, it beat out its first film in sales.
Oh, Phil's first film. Has it beat out Star Wars?
I highly doubt it beat Star Wars.
It's more popular than Star Wars.
Yeah, but Star Wars has been out for, what, 3 weeks?
Yes. No, we're talking about in the
first day versus first day?
No, not first day.
No. Austin Powers is nowhere near
even close.
What's more popular now? In other words,
we were there opening night, and there were seats
still left. And Star Wars?
No, not in the aisles.
All the money that Star Wars has made.
Yeah,
we're talking about how much it made
right now.
It made more money.
That's
than Star
not surprising.
Not surprising
at all. I'll start.
Good.
It's been out for a while.
Yeah.
You go now. It's kind of empty in there. But it's very, very good.
It's just
I got Star Wars on tape. Yes, we know, Jeffrey D.
And nobody wants to buy it, Jeff, so stop offering it. So
how much is it?
How much is it, Jeff? If I was going to pick it up off you,
how much would it be?
Wouldn't be.
Because we can
because
get it
I can go
CD.
Download it off the internet anywhere I want and burn it to CD. Oh, fuck you. Thank you. How very intelligent.
$5.
$5.
Does that include shipping? That's a deal, actually.
$5 and a hand job or what? Do you give reach arounds?
Oh, oh, yeah. No, he doesn't give reach rounds.
I got a rash on my butt.
Not shipping.
You not shipping.
The grip, baby.
Just a straight $5 fee. We could refer back to Tollbooth Willie and say, "That's it, bitch. I'm coming out of the booth." Is that how much your mother charges for a blowjob? Fuck you, bitch.
What is this from?
That's from Tollbooth Willie, Adam Sandler.
Oh, I haven't seen
it.
They come, they just roll up to this booth and Adam Sandler plays Tollbooth Willie.
That's pretty good.
Morning, Tollbooth Willie. How much is the toll today? 25 cents, Peter.
What movie is this?
It's just it's an audio tape.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Audio, scratch from... That's pretty funny.
From his stand-up routine?
From his stand-up
routine. Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard it at all.
Tollbooth Willie. It's awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah, we're going to go to a song.
I can't believe grown man just trying to be true to myself in my subject. I may not ever get rich, might wind up taking a dish. Won't cry and I won't bitch, I won't bow down. I'll never quit, playing my special side. Hardcore to the day I die, just trying to survive. I won't back down or apologize. Say what you wanna say, not listening anyway. But I wanna believe to do myself. That's how it's gotta be. Methods that I use, all the things I use and abuse, it all leaves me confused. I've been torn up in kind of truth. But somehow I was saved, not standing here today, trying to think my own way, cause I'm never going back again. Living my best of time, hardcore to the day I die, just trying to survive. I won't back down or apologize. Say what you wanna say, I can't believe grown man just trying to be true to myself and possibly I may not ever get rich, might wind up taking a bitch, won't cry and I won't bitch, I won't die down, never quit, playing my back outside, I call to the day I die, just trying to survive, I won't back down, apologize, say what you wanna say, not listen anyway. What I wanna believe to myself, that's how it's gotta be. That's how it's gotta be. Yeah, that's how it's gotta be.
supposed to go when he's hurting? And I'm like, you've come to the right place.
All right.
All right, we're back again.
And we just got yelled at.
We just got yelled at because...
by our downstairs neighbor. But we were being loud, I guess. It's like... 20 to 11
on Sunday night.
He didn't yell. He just went, hey,
look. He didn't yell. He was actually not bad about it.
He was a very nice guy about it.
Very nice. He was very big. Very, very big.
He was a...
He had tattoos.
He was a, he was a juice monkey.
I
he had a shaved head, and he was a juice monkey.
I will say
he would bench press me through the ceiling.
Yes. So we were very polite back. We were very polite back and said, we won't be much longer.
Right.
And we actually won't be much longer because we're signing off now, actually.
Yeah.
I think we're out of things to say.
We're out of
pretty much covered.
Yeah, we pretty much covered it. And
it was a short show.
Bloody hot tonight.
It's bloody hot.
It's like one more thing.
A moment of silence for DeForest Kelly, who died this week.
Yes, that's right. DeForest Kelly, Dr. McCoy.
I think 2 days ago.
He's dead, Jim.
He is dead.
He's dead, Jim. Yes, he is.
And stop calling me Bonsai. I'm not a tree.
Bonsai?
That was bad.
Bonsai.
And a moment of silence.
He's a doctor. He's a floor wax. He's
Drexel.
A doctor and a floor wax. He's dead, Jim. But look at that shine.
A moment of silence for Drexel and a moment for silence for the chicken who's not here.
Oh, and he didn't phone in.
Silence.
He's a bastard.
For the chicken and Drexel.
Okay.
Mostly for Drexel, because...
We got enough.
And I did, I will mention, I did have a large chocolate dip cone today.
In memory,
just
of Drexel.
Just for Drexel, because that's what he would have had.
Yes, if he were here.
Yes, he would have. Yeah.
And he would have got it before me, because he would have pushed me out of the way. So I was there immediately, making sure he was not there to push me out of the way to get my chocolate dip cone.
Now, it should be mentioned that Bob from Peru is, like, literally stepping into Drexel's life and taking it
yep,
over.
True. Every
I'm living in his sleeping in his bed. I'm wearing some of his clothes. I'm driving his van and took over his job. I also took over his radio show. I'm feeding his cat.
You
could call me Drexel, and I could try and wear pumps and gain about, what is Drexel, 6'1"?
Yeah.
And 5'8"? What's that, like, 4 inches? Where it's all at.
And in real life, off the air, we'll call him by Drexel's civilian name, too.
Drexel's civilian name, sure. Although he does have a NATO number now.
When he came back and everybody's like, who are you?
That's what everyone was saying. They go, well, when by the time you come back, we'll just go, well, we don't want you back.
Does anybody else here watch Due South?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Is that kind of like that other comment we're going with the, what was it, Power Rangers you watch?
Well, actually, I don't mind. I actually like Due South. That's
No, it's Mystic Knights. You're watching.
Yeah, Mystic Knights. That was it.
A joke that works really well if you've seen it, but if you haven't,
don't bother. It takes too long to explain.
Okay. And explaining a joke never works.
Yes. Explaining a joke usually kills it. Dead than dead.
Ask Kurt.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The killer of jokes.
Killer of jokes. Bert can kill a joke if you give it to him by steps.
Yes.
Like paint by numbers jokes. He'll
timing
fuck them
everything.
Up.
Time with the amount of humor.
He is literally. I have. We've been killing ourselves laughing. And for no reason, all of a sudden, the room becomes unfunny.
Mike Myers,
and there was a knock at the door, and it's him. And I'm not making that up.
Really? Did you hear the interview with Mike Myers? He was saying how his mom used to say his mom was like from Glasgow or whatever.
Yeah.
No, she was from Liverpool or something. Anyway,
she goes,
Michael, you're just not funny. your father's funny. Your brother, he's funny too. I'm even funny, but Mike, you're unfunny.
Is that why he did that accent so well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because his mother and father were constantly on the
road. He was,
so he's like
proverbial
Scotsman under the kilt.
He was talking about his mother on I guess it was Leno or it might have been Letterman, I can't remember, one of the moron talk shows at night. And he was talking about how his mother, yes, had actually gone kind of strange. And him...
Well, most mothers do.
Yeah,
mine did.
Yeah, mine did too. Mike Myers is there, and they're in Hawaii. And his mother is with him, his wife is with him, and they're looking at this beautiful sunset in Hawaii, like over Oahu, I think they said. And out of nowhere, his mother just comes up and says, ants don't like cucumbers. What?
My mom's line to me was, I went, oh. I go, did somebody fart? She goes, Shane, you have to be politically correct when you're around women. And I said, what? She goes, women don't fart, they flower.
Flower?
Okay. Thanks,
well,
Mom.
Well, I've smelled
that's almost
pretty
unnecessarily descriptive.
It's very.
I've smelled some pretty disgusting flowers then.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Must say.
So we're going to
sign off
now. This is What the Hell.
What the Hell with Drex
Not Drex.
Drex Light.
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru.
Sumerian.
Sumerian.
And Jack.
The unnamed one.
Nikki.
Leanne.
Who? Reject all women!
Again.
And Bella the Black Wolf having to go to bed early so I can wake up and have my boss try and fire me tomorrow.
Oh, what a
fun game. I'll try and remind me of this story next time.
Oh, okay. Next time.
I'll tell my kilt story next week.
Okay.
I don't know where you've been, Hattie, but you want to visit us at
www.rantradio.com. Good night, and tune in next week.